Hello, this is Paul. I'm reading from 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 21. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, and David grew steadily stronger, but the house of Saul grew weaker continually. Sons were born to David at Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and his second, Chileab by Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, and the third, Absalom, the son of Maachah, the daughter of Talmi, king of Geshur, and the fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephathiah, the son of Abital, and the sixth, Ithran, by David's wife, Eglah. These were born to David at Hebron. It came about, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner was making himself strong in the house of Saul. Now Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why have you gone into my father's concubine?" Then Abner was very angry over the words of Ishbosheth and said, "Am I a dog's head that belongs to Judah? Today I show kindness to the house of Saul, your father, to his brothers and to his friends, and have not delivered you into the hands of David. Yet today you charge me with a guilt concerning the woman. May God do so to Abner and more also, if, as the Lord has sworn to David, I do not accomplish this for him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to establish the throne of David over Israel, over Judah, from Dan, even to Beersheba." And he could no longer answer Abner a word, because he was afraid of him. Then Abner sent messengers to David in his place, saying, "Whose is the land? Make your covenant with me, and behold, my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel over to you." He said, "Good, I will make a covenant with you, but I demand one thing of you, namely, you shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come to see me." So David sent messengers to Ishbosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Give me my wife Michal, to whom I was betrothed, for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." Ishbosheth sent and took her from her husband, from Paltiel, the son of Laish, but her husband went with her, weeping as he went, and followed her as far as Bahurim. Then Abner said to him, "Go, return." So he returned. Now Abner had consultation with the elders of Israel, saying, "In times past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from the hand of all their enemies.'" Abner also spoke in the hearing of Benjamin, and in addition, Abner went to speak in the hearing of David in Hebron, all that seemed good to Israel and to the whole house of Benjamin. Then Abner and 20 men with him came to David at Hebron, and David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Abner said to David, "Let me arise and go and gather all Israel to my lord the king, and they may make a covenant with you, and that you may be king over all that your soul desires." So David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. Well, that's, apart from being a challenging passage to read, I won't tell you how many times I had to take second attempt at getting that right. This passage is a snapshot of events, basically during a civil war. It describes some of the struggles caused by shifting allegiance and partial submission to the rightful king. I pulled out some phrases that I think sum up my key thoughts. And they are invented accusations, mixed motives, and partial submission to the king. So those three things can inform our prayers quite a lot. So let's pray. Father, help us to be people with pure motives, straightforward in our conversations and careful to avoid any hint of manipulation or lying to achieve what we want. We know the enemy, the devil, accuses us, trying to make us feel disqualified. We thank you, Lord, that he can't accuse us before you anymore, and your blood has made us acceptable before you. Jesus, we recognise you as rightful King over our lives and seek to submit to your leadership in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.